is WCRB in concert with the Concord Chamber Music Society and the Calidore String Quartet. It's been said that one of the truest tests of a composer's art is writing a string quartet. Just four voices, enough to say everything, but not enough to cover up any flaws. For the German writer Goethe, hearing a string quartet is like eavesdropping on an intimate conversation. Tonight, WCRB takes you 17 miles north of Boston to Concord, Massachusetts, to officially eavesdrop on the exciting young Calidore String Quartet playing Haydn, Mendelssohn, and music written for them by the youngest composer ever to win the Pulitzer Prize, Caroline Shaw. It's all coming up on WCRB in concert with the Calidore String Quartet. I'm Kathy Fuller, with you on the beautiful campus of Concord Academy. The Concord Chamber Music Society was founded by Boston Symphony violinist Wendy Putnam, and they've been bringing the greats to Concord for 18 years now. This time, it's the Calidore String Quartet. They came together as a quartet at the Colburn Conservatory in Los Angeles. They'd been together just 6 years in 2016 when they won the first prize at the first ever M Prize competition at the University of Michigan, biggest chamber music prize in the world, earning them $100,000. That, on top of the many awards they'd already won, also earned them lots of recognition and lots of concerts. First violinist Jeffrey Myers says it's a challenge as a quartet, playing the same pieces, sometimes 20 or more times in one season. How do you deal with that?
Just always having the approach with music that if we play it tomorrow, it should be different than how we would play it today. We'll be in different moods. We'll, you know, feel differently. We'll want to bring out different nuances in the music because there are so many, and it's fun.
Jeffrey Myers, first violinist with the Calidore Quartet. Well, here they are to open their concert in Concord, Massachusetts, with Haydn's Lark Quartet on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Kalidore String Quartet with Haydn's Lark Quartet at Concord Academy, presented by the Concord Chamber Music Society. First violinist Jeffrey Meyer says that last movement is so nonstop, he's got to be careful his fingers don't catch on fire. This is WCRB in Concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. Next up, two pieces by Caroline Shaw. At the age of 30, she became the youngest composer to win the Pulitzer Prize. She's a singer and a violinist, and now at 36, a real breakout star of New York's contemporary music scene. She's making her mark around the world. The quartet has two pieces by Shaw. The first is called On Tract, written in 2011 after she heard a minuet and trio in one of Haydn's string quartets. That inspired her to see, as she puts it, both sides of Alice's looking glass. Violist Jeremy Berry.
I think what Caroline really does extremely well is explores the sound possibilities of the string sound and collectively the string quartet world. She's a very, very excellent violinist in her own right and also a singer, so she has a couple different vantage points, lenses to see music through. But with the On Tract, I think in particular, from the very first note, you feel this very warm, almost kind of like symphonic blend coming through the string quartet in a really, really cool way, and sort of plays with harmonic sort of openness and dissonance in very rapid succession with these really cool, almost film score-like chords. You could sort of imagine this being set to something else. And I mean that in a really, really great way. It's just the harmonies are so vivid in the piece. And yeah, it's cool.
Here is On Tract, Minuet and Trio by Caroline Shaw with the Kalidore String Quartet.
Thank you.
Caroline Shaw's On Tract, Minuet and Trio, inspired by Haydn, played by the Calidore String Quartet, Jeffrey Myers and Ryan Meehan, violins, Jeremy Berry, viola, and Estelle Choi, cello. Now the second piece by Caroline Shaw, written expressly for the Calidore Quartet. It's called First Essay, Nimrod, and it began as an attempt to capture the rhythm and lilt of one of Shaw's favorite authors, Marilynne Robinson. Shaw wanted to lunge into language, she said. She was interested in its complex splintering and the welding of units and patterns. Nimrod was the biblical figure who oversaw the construction of the Tower of Babel, a city designed to be tall enough to reach heaven, but which resulted in confusion and the scattering of language. Well, Shaw has written music to match that scattering with unexpected musical trap doors, as she said. It's like a dream that transforms one thing into another. Here they are, the Calidore String Quartet.
Thank you.
Caroline Shaw's first essay, Nimrod, with the Kalidore Quartet at Concord Academy in Concord, Massachusetts. That piece built around the splintered patterns of speech written for the Kalidore Quartet. I'm Kathy Fuller. You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Kalidore Quartet. Gramophone magazine calls them a miracle of unified thought. Well, they had to search for a name when they got together first in 2010 at the Colburn Conservatory in Los Angeles. Here's violist Jeremy Berry.
We originally found the name through poetry, actually. There's a poem titled Kalidore written by the poet Keats. It's about a night and beauty and nature and love and art. And we just found it to be a very appropriate name for a string quartet. And then it also came about in our own minds after having chosen it that having been formed originally in California, it's also an amalgamation of Cali and Doré, French for golden, so giving a nod and a wink to the Golden State where we were formed.
Coming up next, the Kalidore Quartet plays Mendelssohn's Last Quartet, written just after he received the traumatic news that his sister Fanny, who Mendelssohn just loved so much, had died of a stroke at the age of 42. Mendelssohn's wife and his friends took him to find some peace in Switzerland, where he composed something unlike anything he'd written before. There's disquiet here. Things are off balance. Beethoven's darker shadows kind of hang over the entire thing. First violinist Jeffrey Meyer says it's hard to play the piece without considering Mendelssohn's state of mind.
Everything that we had played of him, the other quartets often are very positive, and this is just right from the beginning, like this huge storm cloud that is over his life. And it's very convincing, and I think it's impossible to escape that emotional content of the piece.
Mendelssohn finished his F minor quartet in September 1847, and just weeks later, he suffered a series of strokes, just like his sister, and he died on November 4th. He was just 38 years old. Well, here is the Kalidore Quartet with Mendelssohn's Last String Quartet on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Felix Mendelssohn's anguished last string quartet, the Kalidore String Quartet in concert, presented by the Concord Chamber Music Society here in Concord, Massachusetts, written just after the death of his sister Fanny. Mendelssohn would die in the very same way of a series of strokes just 2 months later at the age of 38. Well, coming up next on the Concord Chamber Music Society season is another phenomenal string quartet, the St. Lawrence String Quartet. Beethoven, John Adams, and Sibelius on their program. You can find out more by going to our website, classicalwcrb.org. You can learn about the Kalidore String Quartet there, too. Thanks to Wendy Putnam, founder and director of the Concord Chamber Music Society, and to the members of the Kalidore Quartet. WCRB's chief audio engineer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. Brian McCreath is the executive producer of WCRB in Concert. I wrote and produced this episode. I'm Kathy Fuller.